cowboys may be the icon of the American West, but women also contributed to Western history as pioneer settlers, as ranchers, and as rodeo cowgirls. The National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame in Fort Worth preserves that history and honors those trailblazers. And it spotlights other Western-spirited women, the entertainers Dale Evans and Patsy Cline, the artist Georgia O'Keeffe, and the former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. The Museum and Hall of Fame began in 1975 in the panhandle town of Hereford. It outgrew its limited space, and in 2002 it moved to a new 33,000-square-foot building in the Fort Worth Cultural District. David M. Schwartz Architectural Services was the project's design architect. Gideon Toll Architects of Fort Worth was the architect of record. The architects made the new museum compatible with its neighbor, the Will Rogers Memorial Center. The museum's brick and cast stone facade and its geometric lines complement the center's Art Deco architecture. But terracotta finials, farmed in a wild rose motif and glazed in vibrant colors, give the newer building a distinctive cowgirl personality. So does the large trompe l'oeil mural by Richard Haas. It tricks the eye to believe that five cowgirls on horseback are galloping toward the viewer. Bas-relief sculpture panels and a series of hand-carved cast relief panels depict scenes and themes related to the cowgirl story. One is Saddle Your Own Horse, a metaphor for independence. Inside, the focal point is a 45-foot-high rotunda topped with a dome. This light-filled space houses interactive exhibits about the honorees and galleries of photographs and artifacts. Three theaters, a traveling exhibit gallery, a research library, and a retail store fill the rest of the space. Honoree Dale Evans wrote a famous song that went, "Happy trails to you until we meet again." Those trails lead to the Cowgirl Museum, where visitors can meet these often unsung heroines of the West.